Good morning. The Secretary General will make a few opening remarks about the ministerial, and then he'll be happy to take a couple of questions. Secretary General.
Good morning. We will be meeting today and tomorrow to discuss progress of our missions in Afghanistan and Kosovo, and how we can maintain our security in a time of economic austerity, including through cooperation on key defense capabilities. Afghanistan will top the agenda. This is a challenging mission, and we have faced some challenging months. The enemies of Afghanistan are trying to undermine the progress we have made in building security and building the Afghan forces, but we will not let them succeed. We remain committed to our goal, our strategy, and to Afghanistan. We remain committed to completing our ISAF mission at the end of 2014 as planned, and we remain committed to launching a new mission to train, advise, and assist the Afghan security forces after 2014. In other words, the goal, the strategy, and the timeline remain unchanged. Tomorrow, I will look to ministers to endorse the broad framework for the new training mission in Afghanistan, and that will guide our military planners as they draw up the detailed outline in the coming months. We will also take stock of the progress we have made on capabilities. We are maintaining the momentum on defense projects and building on what we agreed at our Chicago summit. Allies are already working on 24 multinational programs, and more will come soon. But at a time when defense budgets are under pressure, we also need to cooperate more on defense planning, training, and exercises. This period of economic austerity poses a challenge to defense budgets, but it also opens an opportunity for strengthened cooperation and new ways to provide security. And we need to be clear. Once our economies recover, we must increase our investment in defense once again, because security is the basis of prosperity. Some argue that we cannot afford it, but I say that we cannot afford to be without it. And with that, I'm ready to take a couple of questions.
Reuters.
Adrian Croft from Reuters, Secretary General. You say that the ministers will be discussing today making a better use of defence capabilities. Would a merger of BAE and EADS, in your view, contribute to a better use of scarce defence resources?
First of all, let me stress that I consider such a merger a commercial decision, and it's for shareholders and involved governments to figure that out. It's their decision. NATO does not interfere with such decisions. But let me stress that, in general, I'm in favor of restructuring European defense industries with a view to making them more competitive and more effective.
Deutsche Presseagentur.
Yes. Dieter Ebeling, Deutsche Presseagentur. Mr. Secretary General, for years now, the governments have been at loggerheads about common funding, about whether costs should lie where they fall or whether there should be common funding. There will be another stocktaking exercise today. Does stocktaking mean that there is no progress at all, that there is no real decision on better common funding foreseeable in the next future?
First of all, I would like to stress that we are not going to make concrete decisions at this meeting as regards the use of common funding. But you're right, we will discuss it. We will take stock. of the situation and also discuss whether we can use common funding in more efficient ways, use common funding to promote some of the multilateral projects, use common funding to promote our smart defense and connected forces initiatives. So we will discuss a broad range of issues connected with common funding. This is very much in the spirit of what we decided in Chicago, namely to promote more multinational cooperation. And common funding, of course, is part of that.
IHA, Turkish media.
Sert Açak'tan, IHA, Turkish news agency. On Syria, the shellings are continuing every day in the border of Turkey and Syria. This raises questions. Wasn't NATO's message clear enough to Syrian regime? What do you think, and how do you evaluate the mandate that was given right after the extraordinary session in NATO by the parliament to the Turkish military to be able to make operations to Syria in any other foreign country? Thank you.
First of all, I would like to commend the Turkish government for the restraint it has shown in its response to the completely unacceptable Syrian attacks on Turkey. Obviously, Turkey has a right to defend herself within international law. I would add to that that obviously Turkey can rely on NATO solidarity. We have all necessary plans in place to protect and defend Turkey if necessary. We hope it won't be necessary. We hope that all parties involved will show restraint and avoid an escalation of the crisis. I do believe that the right way forward in Syria is a political solution, and to facilitate such a political solution, we need a strong and unified message to the Syrian regime from the international community, a clear message that the Syrian regime should accommodate the legitimate aspirations of the Syrian people.
Thank you very much. That's all we have time for now. Thank you.